You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. Racial tensions are boiling over at colleges and universities nationwide, fueling the debate about how African-American students are treated on campuses, which got us thinking. Are more students considering historically black colleges and universities, also known as HBCUs? Most of the 107 schools were created in the post-Civil War era to serve the black community. This past weekend, I stopped by a college fair in Harlem to speak with prospective students and their families about the option. The gymnasium is packed with teens, many dressed up, clutching portfolios and resumes.
You can't have a double major if you want to do that with the pre-med, but that's up to you.
I spot China Cummings across the room, with her hair neatly brushed back into a bun and carrying a stack of materials. China is just a junior from Staten Island, but has already done her homework on the college process.
I'm also looking at Ivy League schools and PWI, such as Duke University and Temple University.
Explain for listeners what PWIs are.
PWI is a predominantly white institution.
China, who's here with her beaming, proud mother, says being at a majority black campus is attractive, but it's not her main priority.
I feel like I can learn in any type of environment where I could stand out as a student and as a mentor. So I'm not really looking for diversity at a university, but I would love to have it. It wouldn't affect my learning experience.
But some alums think that learning experience is very different at HBCUs.
If you're not around people that look like you and think like you, sometimes it's very difficult.
That's Sevia Bishop, a graduate of Grambling State University in Louisiana. She now works with United Black Men of Queens, a mentoring program for boys of color. She catches my eye because she's shepherding a group of two dozen of these young men through the fair. I get the feeling she's speaking more to them when she talks of the support students feel at HBCUs.
You could always find home on a black college campus, where you won't be able to find that on another college campus.
Unlike Ms. Bishop, many of the parents I meet did not attend historically black schools. Still, when I ask them to reflect on their own experience, they say they are encouraging their teenagers to consider the option because of their own feelings of isolation or direct experiences with racism. Kevin Watson is here with two of his kids. He's urging them to attend HBCUs, especially in light of last week's events at the University of Missouri.
The stuff that so many black kids are experiencing right now, to me, it's disgusting to my spirit. What I heard was going on in Missouri, to me, that should be something that motivates these kids to want to be focused on going to these black schools.
On the other side of the jam-packed room, Tucson Irvin Jr. and his father are methodically moving from table to table. The 11th grader says he appreciates the value of HBCUs. I asked him point blank, how did the events at Missouri and Yale refocus his search?
I don't stay blind to what's going on, but I still continue to do what I have to do. This still wouldn't influence the college I go to because it's my education. It's my life.
Tucson Irvin Sr. has served three tours of duty in the Navy and went to college on the GI Bill. He says he sees the value of historically black schools, but he wants his son to understand the real world, the good and the bad.
When my son was 12, 13 years old, we had to have the conversation about race relations. As it turns out, when he was 14, he was still stopped by the police just on his way to McDonald's. So going to these different schools or engaging with different races, it just builds his character and makes him stronger.
Despite recent events at Missouri, Yale, and beyond, nearly all of the teenagers expressed a sense of optimism. Unlike many of the adults in the room, the students seem to believe race is not the issue it once was, that hard work and perseverance are what matter wherever they go to school. For WNYC, I'm Jamie Floyd.